Anyway, without further ado, Kara.
Hi. Thank you so much. It is a delight to be here. I spent years at FOSDEM fighting to get into the community room because it was in a tiny room and you couldn't get in. And I was like, well, if I have to speak to get in, I will. But it looks like we've got a nice big spot now. So that's much better. So let's talk about the state of free and open source funding. I'm Kara Soles. I work at GitHub. I work with open source maintainers. It's my role to advocate internally at the company and externally for the needs of maintainers. I also ran the inaugural cohort this past year of the GitHub Accelerator, which I'll speak some about, and a bunch of other maintainer-themed activities, which means because I am speaking with maintainers a fair amount, money just keeps coming up. So I'm here to talk about money. I'll talk about a number of different ways that money flows through the ecosystem, including FOSS contributor funds, grant funding, individual sponsorships. But I want to be extremely clear, we are just talking about cash today. As Mike McQuaid said in this room earlier, the majority of what projects need is not money. You cannot solve your problems by throwing money at it, no matter how much I might try. Most of the things that folks need are not cash. But we've only got 30 minutes, so we are going to talk just about cash. There's also big money dollar value in open source. Here you've got the European Commission in 2021 saying companies in the EU invested around 1 billion euros in open source software in 2018, which brought a positive impact on the European economy of 65 to 95 billion euros. We predict an increase of 10% in contributions would annually generate an additional 0.4 to 0.6% GDP. So like there's money going on, right? But where's the, is it going to maintainers? And by what mechanisms does it flow to maintainers? I do want to briefly say though, like, why do we even care about funding software maintenance? So we've got 90% of companies are using open source. That's nice. I like that. That makes me feel good, right? FOSS constitutes 70 to 90% of any given piece of modern software solutions. That's sick. Love it. 89% of code bases contained open source, more than 4 years out of date. That actually makes me a little nervous. 84% of code bases contained at least one known open source vulnerability. That's actually even more uncomfortable. So there's a lot of reasons to fund open source maintenance. We could be here all day talking about them. It's the underpinning of everything that we're basically functioning with as a society, but like also let's not have it fall apart. What do we know about FOSS maintainers and money? Most of what we know about this comes from Tidelift's State of the Open Source Maintainer Report. Here they find that 60% of maintainers are unpaid hobbyists. And of that 60%, 77% would prefer to be paid. I know, it's pretty wild. 44% are solo maintainers, so if they won the lottery and moved to remote islands, the dream that we all share, there's no one to pick up the project and go forward. A lottery aside, 58% have at least considered quitting a project and 22% have actually quit maintaining a project. Now, it's not bad. Like, you shouldn't have to maintain a project the rest of your life. Like, building an open source project does not put you in an eternal prison you can never free yourself from, right? Like, things should end and you should be able to move on. But as we can see, if we've got one maintainer and a lot of things depending on it, this is kind of an issue. Fortunately, one of the many paths forward they found is 56% said that earning more money for maintenance work would actually help keep them from quitting. So that's good. So where does this money pass through? Let's talk about funding platforms, so places that enable payments to FOSS projects and maintainers. So they're kind of this middle space that helps the money move. There's a lot more platforms in the space than there used to be, which is fantastic because it's led to a lot of specialization. So you've got platforms like Thanks.dev and StackAid, which are looking specifically at dependency funding. We've got the crowdfunding model. We've got the classic ongoing crowdfunding with Patreon, which a lot of software developers use. We've got tipping platforms. We've got ones focused on recurring income. And of course, we have direct tips. In this, I'm going to mention two platforms that are focused very specifically around the open source space and that cover a bunch of these different techniques, which is GitHub Sponsors and Open Source Collective, which is a fiscal host under Open Collective. There's also a lot more models that people are looking at, which I don't have space for here. So there's a subscription model that Tidelift explores. There's service marketplace like Open Teams. We've got experiments in quadratic funding with Gitcoin. We could be here all day, which is good. We need this kind of diversity. So in terms of what kind of money is moving through, GitHub Sponsors has seen $40 million come through since 2019. I know this looks like a copy-paste error, but I did the math, and I actually think Open Source Collective also has had exactly $40 million come since 2019, and saw $10 million in 2023 alone. So the growth of money coming through spaces like this shows that as we make it easier for folks to find and support projects that they want to support, we're able to funnel money through there, which is great. It lowers the barrier. One of the main sources of using platforms like this is FOSS Contributor Funds. So the way that Indeed defined this when they kind of set out what a FOSS Contributor Fund was a framework for selecting open source projects that a company supports financially, specifically designed to encourage open source participation and help companies take an active role in sustaining the projects they rely on. So colloquially, a FOSS fund is any instance of a company funding projects, usually their dependencies in like a semi-organized way at least, without expecting anything concrete in return. So that's kind of flowing through here. Companies have been giving to open source for a long time, and certainly much longer than 2019, but the rise of the structured program referred to as a FOSS Contributor Fund, you can really trace back to Indeed and Dwayne O'Brien in 2019. And since then, a lot of companies have made public announcements saying not just